Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Michael Flynn, reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer on Flynn's contact with Russian officials.
And the call centered around the logistics of setting up a call with the president of Russia and the president-elect after he was sworn in, and they exchanged logistical information on how to initiate and schedule that call. That was it, plain and simple.
Discussions between incoming administrations and foreign governments are not unusual, but multiple discussions on the day of U.S. retaliatory action could raise questions. Meantime, Mr. Trump took to Twitter again on Friday, renewing his vow to release a report on Russia's hacking, alleged hacking of last year's presidential election, to do that within 90 days. He also used Twitter to launch another attack against former presidential opponent Hillary Clinton. Democrats left the U.S. House of Representatives' first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the November election, upset, they say, with the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy and asking how Congress could move forward. U.S. officials hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces into Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a very key government building from Islamic State fighters. There have been questions about how the U.S. role in the fight against IS might change under the Trump administration. This is VOA News. President Obama has ended a controversial policy that let any Cuban who steps foot on U.S. soil remain in the United States without a visa and become a legal resident. The 22-year-old policy, called Wet Foot, Dry Foot, required Cubans who were caught at sea trying to reach the U.S. to return home, but allow those who reach land to stay. Meantime, the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Thomas Donahue, was in Havana on Friday and held a meeting with President Raul Castro.
We had an extraordinary meeting with the president, and there are many collateral benefits both to the business community and to Cuba from our ongoing relationship.
Donahue, who has long advocated for normalization and the lifting of U.S. trade embargo against Cuba, said the Obama administration's changes to the wet foot, dry foot law will ultimately prove beneficial to ongoing diplomatic efforts. The head of the UN West Africa office has said the economic community of West African states intends to seek the formal approval of the UN Security Council to deploy troops to Gambia if President Yahya Jammeh refuses to step down next week. Mohamed Ibn Chambas made his comments to the Security Council in New York.
A high-level delegation has returned to Banjul in an attempt to persuade President Jammeh to abide by the election results and to step down.
An ECOWAS delegation has tried to persuade Jammeh to respect results of December's election and step aside to let President-elect Adama Barrow take office. ECOWAS has a military force on standby to intervene. One of the biggest threats to human rights is the rise of populism, according to the Human Rights Watch organization, which has just launched its 2017 report on human rights. Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth.
Nativism, xenophobia, racism, Islamophobia, and misogyny are all on the rise. If the voices of intolerance prevail, the world risks entering a dark era.
Roth says violent terror attacks have generated fear and suspicion and also are increasing senses that government and the elite ignore public concerns. He says this has created an environment of discontent in which certain politicians are flourishing. Roth named politicians in several countries, including the U.S., France, the Netherlands, Britain, Hungary, Poland, Germany, and Greece. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of our celebration of one of the great modern masters of jazz keyboards, George Duke, who would have been 71 years old on the 12th of January. We're celebrating him with his music and his words. I've spoken to George Duke, seen him perform, and had lots of good times with him over four decades. And what a wonderful human being he is, was actually, and we certainly do miss him. Not only his musical presence, but his physical presence, his spiritual presence as well. We'll try our best to celebrate George Duke and give you a sense of the personality of this wonderful master of music, and certainly he was one who was revered not only by his closest friends and family, but by everyone who worked with him. And the list of people who worked with him is so incredibly long. In the straight-ahead jazz world, he played with the likes of Freddie Hubbard and Miles Davis and Joe Henderson and Maynard Ferguson, Sonny Rollins, Ray Brown, Dexter Gordon, and Cannonball Adderley. If you joined us last hour, you know that it was a big moment in George Duke's early career when he had a chance to be a member of Cannonball Adderley's band. And here's a taste of their music that they created in the 1970s on the album Phoenix. Here's Sack of Woe on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Just a photograph of yesterday, and all its edges folded and the corners faded sepia brown, and yet it's all I have of our past love, a postscript to its ending. Brighter days, I can see such brighter days, when every song we sang is sung again, and now we know this time it's for good, and we're lovers once again.
The rain in December, the leaves are brown on the ground. In Spain, I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can't bring all my desire every reverie on fire. I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday, I can say, I get a kick every time they fight. The rain in December, the leaves are brown on the ground. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. I can't bring all my desire, every reverie on fire, and I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, I get a kick every time I see. Of history, your eyes be mine, and they dance to the melody, and we live again as if dreaming. The sound of our heart beat like castanets, and forever we'll know their meaning. I can't bring on my desire. On fire, and I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday, I can say, I get a kick every time I see you gaze at me.
You gaze at me, passing moments of history. Your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody. And we live again as a dream. The sound of our hearts beat like castanets, and forever. I get a kick when I'm here to say this thing. Oh, yeah.
From his album from the 1970s, This Time, that's the esteemed vocalist Al Jarreau, and on the keyboards, none other than George Duke. On their version of the Chick Corea classic composition, Spain. This is Russ Davis, and you're now, I hope, getting an idea of how much George Duke was involved in so many different projects with so many different artists. Let's get a little bit more of the background of George Duke's thoughts as we hear a little bit more of the story of his early musical awakenings.
Now, you're born and raised Californian. What did growing up there have to do with your musical development in the early days?
Well, that's a good one. Actually, I think it had a lot to do with it. You know, I always wanted to come back to New York because most of the music I listened to during that time, my formative years, were all New York, basically New York musicians. But I never really got a chance to play that hard-edged sound that was going on here in New York as opposed to what was happening on the West Coast. But in terms of just development, the area, San Francisco, was a very relaxed kind of let's try it. If it doesn't work, who cares kind of area. Mm-hmm. And so that was a nice thing to be involved in the music scene in the 60s in San Francisco, because you're talking about Jimi Hendrix, you're talking about Janis Joplin, you're talking about a lot of East Coast musicians played the area at a club called the Both And Club. I mean, we had Miles come through, Sonny Rollins, a lot of guys I got a chance to play with, and that was helped me a lot. I mean, tremendously. Mm-hmm. San Francisco is just a real loose, let's try it kind of area, and that's what's happening.
You have some formal education, too, musical mm-hmm. formal education, and I suppose that means when you're studying at a conservatory or in a music school that you're going to be studying some classical music,
yeah.
too. So what effect did that have on you?
Well, it was a good basic thing, you know, to have. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to do half the things I do now if it weren't for my formal training when I was coming up. Of course, I graduated from the San Francisco Conservatory of Music and California State University with a master's and taught school for a while before I decided to actually go into this business head on. But, the basic background in composition, music composition and ear training and all that, I mean, I couldn't do half the things I do now. It keeps you very versatile.
Closer to you, it feels like this. close, I can feel you tremble. Relax in my arms and surrender to me.
Your lifetime, yes.
To the bar, but I don't go far, cause I feel you from across the room, but I just can't assume that you and me to break the ice and feel nice and dance once or twice. Now let's move this to the lounge, away from the crowd, but ain't so loud. I just wanna know your name, no game, I know you feel the same. Spark the flame with a kiss. That's what I heard before, but somehow this time I can't ignore your body touching mine. You got me going this time.
Last recorded effort, Dream Weaver. That's George Duke with Jazzmatazz, the versatile George Duke. And I mentioned earlier in the list of artists he'd worked with that he'd worked with Miles Davis, and he did, on his wonderful album, Tutu. Here's Backyard Ritual from that release on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
The song Backyard Ritual, Miles Davis, from Tutu, one of his last recorded efforts, with George Duke, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, on the keyboards. This is Russ Davis, and we're going to give you more of our feature on George Duke, who would have been 71 on the 12th of August. That's coming up. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And after last week's special feature focusing on two modern guitar masters in jazz, Mike Stern and John McLaughlin, I had a number of messages referring to that, among them one from one of Africa's finest guitarists, Constant Hiram Boti, from Abidjan, Ivory Coast. And he wrote to me, "Wow, happy birthday, jazz fusion guitar legend John McLaughlin. Happy and prosperous new year, my good friend Russ Davis." Well, Constant Boti, thank you so much. And from time to time, I played his music here on VOA's Jazz America. Well, now it's time to play more of another fine guitar player, one who, like George Duke, dabbled in many styles of music, everything from long-form classical rock, if you will, to purely grooving blues rock and hard rock, to purely electronic jazz and acoustic jazz. We're talking about Frank Zappa. George Duke was a member of Frank Zappa's band for a number of years and worked on various projects, including this one. Here's a cut from Chunga's Revenge on VOA's Jazz America.
Just ain't staying here no more. My ride is waiting. The airport is way across town to city. The seats are taken, and I don't want to let them down. So I make this move to catch my groove on the stage. Lights are dimming, it's time to hit the stage again. Boom, screaming, then in my head, that water outlet, the space between heart and soul. As I go, what's in my
you down, yeah. On my roll, I played something that made you smile, yes I did. I laid the sweet spot dangling. I sure am glad I came to town to get out. So don't be confused, I'll be around to supply them groove. That's all so smooth to play for you today. So here we sit. I pack my suitcase and moving on down the road. I got this ticket, can't stick too long. A road warrior's on, hotel's on my second home.
George Duke swinging and singing on the keyboards too with the song Down the Road from his album In a Mellow Tone. George Duke, so versatile, playing in so many different styles, everything from producing pop singers like Michael Jackson, Anita Baker, and playing with straight ahead artists like Cannonball Adderley and Sonny Rollins and Dexter Gordon, and playing with the kings of jazz fusion like Jean-Luc Ponty, Billy Cobham, and Stanley Clarke, and, of course, doing all of his wonderful solo work, too. We're going to hear another song that features an all-star cast, including bassist Christian McBride. But first, since we've been listening to so much of George Duke playing with other people, let's find out from George, and this is something I like to do with artists who've been around for a while, to put together an all-star band that he would like to play with. Let's hear what he has to say about that. Then hear his music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Just to kind of put you on the spot to a certain extent and have you put together an all-star band. Say you can make any kind of call to anybody anywhere and just give me a bass player. You play keyboards. Or if you want another keyboard player, okay. A sax player, a horn player, add a flutist if you want to, a drummer, a guitarist, and go on with it.
That's not fair.
Oh, come on.
Because, you know, it would really depend on what I was playing. I mean, probably I would choose players then, if I had to do one band, that was going to be very versatile. And it'd probably be very similar to a band I would take on the road now. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually. Mm-hmm. Because there are people that can play Brazilian music, rock and roll, jazz, blues, funk, classical music, can read, they're thorough musicians, that kind of guy. I mean, so therefore, I would choose somebody like a Stanley Clarke for bass, who plays upright, who plays Fender.
Piccolo,
and,
whatever.
Yeah, right. Whatever. He reads well. He's a thorough musician and very versatile. Or somebody like Marcus Miller. Generally, I would probably take another keyboard player, too, just to round it out. You know, a guy like Philippe Sais, who's on the show here, is incredible. You know,
classical, rock, fusion,
right.
Whatever, yeah.
Those kind of guys I think are great.
Mm-hmm.
Guitarists, wow. Still, I like the guys that play like John McLaughlin. I like George Benson, too. I mean, he has his own thing, the way he plays. I mm-hmm. like a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of tough. I probably put Miles in there.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, personality sake, you know. And I love Branford Marsalis.
Oh, yes.
You know, as a sax player. You know, I mean, that. That's tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that's not fair.
I know. No, no. We could go on forever doing that. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, and we won't use that if you don't want us to, but
hey,
we just might. Well, George, this has been a nice long chat, what I've been looking forward to for a long time, and answering a lot of questions and giving the folks a little more of an insight into a person who is out front, but so many times behind the scenes, too.
And okay. Well, keep it up. You're very well versed, and you're one of the better interviewers, so thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, George.
And from his album, Face the Music, here's a jammin' tour de force. 10-mile jog. George Duke on Jazz America from VOA1.
We'll be right back. This is Gary Burton, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Tempos Felice, Happy Times. That's the name of the song you just heard from the album Reunion. Gary Burton and a reunion of many of the young artists who'd worked with him over the years, among them guitarist Pat Metheny. That was certainly an uplifting song, and preceding that, another uplifting song, 10-Mile Jog, from the great George Duke and a host of great players working with him. I hope you enjoyed learning more about George, and if you join me next time on Jazz America, we'll learn more about Gary Burton, the master of the vibes and newly named NEA Jazz Master, who turns 74 on the 23rd of January. It's happy birthday, Gary Burton, on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?